Bill. Question for you. I've noticed a deep man pack here. Certain repeaters, it turns this thing off and on again. And I'm wondering if that's ultra-high frequency and if maybe I've got a cheap battery and it just can't handle that.
I think I'd double with you there to start with.
When I hit some repeaters, it turns the radio off and on while I'm keying it up. But it doesn't seem to on the 144 band. And I was just wondering the only thing it could be in my estimation is a cheap battery.
Wouldn't think it would interfere with the battery, but it only does it on the 440 band. Is that what you're telling me?
And it's on. I was twirling around looking for somebody to talk to yesterday that wasn't in a net. And with some of them, when I key up the mic, it turns the radio off and on again. And I don't know what band it's on.
I really don't. I wouldn't think it's the battery that would be the problem, unless you've got those on high power, and say the battery can't put out enough voltage to handle that, and the rest of them are on medium power. Check your power level setting on all of them, and see if that's an issue. Because some radios, like 2-meter, will be 50 watts, and 440 will only be 40 watts. So that could be a difference. So look at that. That's where I would start.
That'll look. This is the week I tried to solve the high-frequency antenna, too. So it's a good day. You going to be selling some tools today?
Trying to. We'll see how it goes.
The battery box route that I've gone, I recommend getting the best battery you can find that fits in the battery box. There's only three that he recommends. The diamond one is always out of stock. The other one he's never tested. The one I got, you can get on Amazon. It's not very expensive, but I don't know. But, yeah, just be aware the battery seems to be a thing.
I don't know why a battery would be cutting out other than it can't supply the voltage for the radio, and the radio is just turning off. There's nothing on a battery that RF should interfere with like that I can think of, unless it's got a BMI on it, but that's, I wouldn't think it would cause it either, except for charges. But you are right there at the RF connectors. I guess anything's possible.
And it's one of those hobbies that confounds you on a daily basis.
If that's the case, we'll have to figure out something there, but we'll come up with something.
The next ham fest is going to be in this general locale. I know, wasn't there one over the weekend?
One in Columbia over the weekend, the South Carolina single sideband net had one Saturday. The next one that I'm aware of is in Hendersonville on May the 10th, but it's generally a real small one. I plan on going to it just because it's close to the house and supporting the club that comes out and does it. And hopefully it'll grow from there. But that's the next one that I know of.
Ham fests like gun shows in that when you go to a ham fest, you're not really finding a deal, or do they have deals at ham fests?
Some deals there, but, you know, it's the same with a lot of things. People looking to get as much out of what they have as possible. But a lot of times I have found if you talk to somebody and make them a reasonable offer, they'll work with you.
So of anything specifically I need except to figure out the HF antenna. So I don't know if me going to one of those would be a good smoking hot idea. I'd probably see some stuff that I wanted, though.
I find it's a good way to get out and meet the community other than just being on the radio. Shaking hands and putting faces with call signs. It's just a good thing to do for the hobby. So I do enjoy that part of it.
To just go by KQ4YCI. And every time I do it, unless somebody's heard me before, I'm YZI. Now, how bad is it to be misidentified in the ham world?
Every day, people get my call sign wrong all the time because of the HKX. That's why you'll hear me say it. I'll slow down HKX and enunciate real clear. I've gotten anything under the sun for that one, so don't worry about it. Just when give your call sign like normal, and when somebody's confused about it, you can just come in and give them the phonetics for it and Yankee Charlie India, and that'll take care of it. It's not an issue.
With that one, I was not wanting to get a vanity call sign. I don't even know what it would be.
Pick your vanity call sign, and I've had my call sign now, KO4HKX, and it was a tongue tire for me when I first got my license to say that. I had to write it on a sticky note and put it on a dash so I could read it and pronounce it that way. But it you'll be fine, unless you just want a vanity call sign. That's up to you. But I would do it sooner than later because people get to know you by the call sign you have, and then when you change, it messes everybody up.
Well, want one. I'm not a vanity anything. I don't like any of that stuff. So I was thinking I might have to do it just because people seem to be a little confused about it. But I think I'll take your advice, and if they give me any nonsense about using phonetic alphabet, I'll just say, well, then turn up your hearing aids and you'll be able to hear what I'm telling you.
He'll give you a hard time about it. Not that I've noticed anyway. So I wouldn't worry nothing about it. And like you say, if somebody does hassle you over that, then they're in the wrong hobby, I guess. Or they're just having a bad day.
I just want to get your feedback on the thing with the battery. I'll probably call Armalock and see, because they do a lot of testing with this, and it's got to be something. I don't understand why we'd be doing it unless it's having trouble with the current. But whatever it is, I'm going to let you get back to your selling day, and I hope it's a good one. 73's to you, sir. KO4HKX, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India. I am clear and monitoring.
Bill, good to hear you today. Be careful out there. KO4HK, and I'll be mobile.
Patrick, you got a copy on me? KO4QLN.
Hey, Chris. KO4HK. Hope you're having a good start to your beautiful Monday.
Yeah, man, it definitely is. I'm outside doing this work.
74 GMS, KQ4, Yankee Charlie India.
Holes out in the right of way. I've been having a little problem with this radio. That's why I figured I'd give you a call if this is still transmitting. I'm on my handy talk.
Looking good, and Bill, I heard you there. You're sounding fine into the repeater, Chris. I wouldn't change a thing.
I definitely appreciate it. Are you getting to enjoy this weather too?
And let Bill come on in here. I think he's trying to get in the conversation. KQ4YCI, go ahead. Well, I am getting to enjoy it, in and out of it. But it is definitely a beautiful, beautiful spring morning, that's for sure.
I hope we have plenty more of these. I've got some grading that needs to be done, and ain't been able to do it because of the rain.
Down there on the shooting range?
Yeah, I'm going to start on the road going to it. That gully was washed out so deep. There's not really a lot to do with it.
dropping in and out there a little bit. I don't know if your hand's slipping off the PTT or the radio's dropping out, but I just letting you know you're dropping out a little bit.
Yeah, tall man. I can feel it when my finger slips every time it, and the radio beeps when it cuts off, so that's how I know it's all me.
I just wanted to let you know, I didn't know if the radio was messing up. That's what you were talking about earlier. But, well, hopefully you can get some of that done. It's supposed to start raining again Wednesday, so hopefully you get a little bit of it done before then.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I've actually got a Bible study that I'm going through here in a few minutes. Kind of one of the normal Monday morning things.
I'm going to ask about that, and I know normally you're at your Bible study by now, and for anybody listening, if you're heading southbound on 25, just north of Traveler's Rest, there's an accident, so be careful.
Yeah, Patrick, I'll go ahead and let you go. This hurt you all year. Figured I'd check my radio before I had a friendly voice. But we'll check out later. You know, to my Bible study. We'll catch you later, 7:30. KO4 QLMT.
Chris, good to hear you this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And I hope you have a great day. KO4 HKX. Mobile.